Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live at Taco Bueno in Dallas, 9740 Forest Lane. And, you know, at some point, we might find room to play that ridiculous RJ intro again.
Because I told you, dude, it was hilarious.
It was.
It was really funny.
It was hilarious. But right now, we're going to do Cowboys win because, Cowboys lose because, and there's already been a lot of news today. No McLaurin for Sunday, no Trayvon Diggs for Sunday. From the 817, Cowboys win because, man, Trayvon Diggs' sorry ass is out. Dude couldn't cover leftovers. Ouch!
Oh, like tinfoil?
Yes.
Or saran wrap?
Which your preferred?
It kind of depends on what the product is, honestly.
Okay.
Yeah, it really kind of does depend.
Okay. From the
probably tinfoil, though, Kevin. Heavy duty.
Okay.
Yeah, just because barbecue, you have it around a lot.
Now, this one seems like it should go in our favor. From the 214, Cowboys win because they score more points. Cowboys lose because David Stern makes an appearance. Well,
he's dead.
Yes, I know. So that's why it feels like it should go the Cowboys' way.
Are they saying the apocalypse is happening?
Or maybe just
in the apocalypse, do people come back, Kevin, and say, hey, guys, it's not as bad as you thought?
I don't think that is what happens.
Right.
I mean, to be fair, let me try that again. I don't think that's what I've read.
Okay.
Who the hell knows? But I do not believe that goes in tune with what I've read. All right, a couple more real quick, and then I'm going to throw it over to y'all from the 972. Cowboys win because Jaden Daniels is on the RG3 path. Man, I'm sure there's Commanders fans who are worried about that. And the Cowboys lose because Dak gets hurt again.
That oh, man.
Would suck.
I don't love that. Because,
no.
Kevin, the one thing I don't want is I don't want to do an entire season of this show with the Cowboys in a situation they were in last year. Now, that being said, Joe Milton does offer some excitement. But that's not what I'm looking for right now.
Excitement is the right word for him.
Yeah, but I'm not. That's not what I'm looking for this season. I want other things from this team this year.
All right. If you don't mind, I would love to toss one out
there. I dare you to toss one out
and
there.
And I don't think anyone is going to have the same answer as this. Cowboys win because this is where Washington almost always loses.
This is exactly what I was going to say.
No, it is not.
All right.
Now, hear me out. The Commanders, if they win on Sunday, it will mark the first time they've won back-to-back seasons in Dallas in 10 years. If they win on Sunday, yeah, think about that. It gets worse. If they win on Sunday, it would mark the first time Washington has started 2-0 in the division in consecutive seasons since the divisions got realigned in 2002.
Wow.
And also, if the Commanders were to win, they would have at least 4 wins through 7 weeks, which is not a lot in back-to-back seasons for the first time in 25 years. They do not do this in back-to-back seasons. This is historically the spot where the Commanders lose.
Wow, so you're going on history.
That's right.
And you know what? A valid point is Dan Quinn's been with that team now, so
yep.
Like, you do have something to work on with the same coaching staff. So I like what you're doing there, Kevin.
from the 972, Cowboys win because Pickens and Ferguson combined for 150-plus receiving yards, and we get one defensive score. I could see that. If a team scores on defense or special teams, I believe that will tip the balance.
Yeah, no, I agree with you there.
You want to go next, or you want to go to Alec?
Let's go with Alec.
Ooh.
Medford.
Oh, yeah. Full name, government. But let's see. Cowboys win because, gentlemen, I think they win this game because I think the offense is going to look more balanced if you see a win. But versus last week against the Panthers, the run game was almost non-existent offensively for the Cowboys. I don't like their chances against the defensive tackles that the Commanders have, but I do think that I think the game planning and the strategy by Clayton Adams and Brian Schottenheimer is good enough to where they can compensate for that, even down some of your starting offensive linemen. So if it just looks more balanced and you're not having to make Dak drop back a million times in this game, I think it's because you're instilling your will on that defense. So Cowboys win because you just look more balanced than you did last week, and everything seems to be working offensively like it has almost all season.
All right, let's roll out. Dallas Cowboys win because the defense is able to make Washington one-dimensional. And then the Cowboys are able to say, you know what, now we can focus on one of the weaknesses we have. Which weakness is the bigger one? We don't know.
Do you have a preferred dimension then?
Not the ones that go over the top for 80 yards.
Okay.
So I would rather them go to, be one-dimensional as a running team. But we have seen that the Cowboys' front line has a difficulty, even stopping that at the moment. Because, yeah. And if you, a lot of people are saying, pushed around in the middle too, but those edges aren't doing their jobs either. And so there's a lot of gaps that need filling, and the linebackers are struggling to fill those. I would, however, prefer to not be beat over the top. But if the Cowboys can make this one-dimensional, I believe in their offense.
Yeah.
If the Cowboys' defense can do the job to make their opponent one-dimensional, then it will give them a little bit of reprieve from being like, we don't know what to stop. And they got to figure out to have at least one thing you can hang your hat on, and this Cowboys' defense needs to find that soon.
From the 903, Cowboys win because we contain Jaden Daniels. From the 972, Cowboys win because Dak actually runs. That's fascinating. From the 469, Cowboys win because Dak puts up 40 points. Now, as we move to the other side of the equation, Cowboys lose because their defense gives up 40-plus points. And we're not doing that this week, but they said that the Cowboys could tie because the defense gives up 40 points on the nose.
Okay, yeah. And so they're going to score 40 points, give up 40 points. That's considered a tie.
And there is precedent in today's game for that.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to go with the Cowboys lose because Ja'Cory Krosky-Merritt doesn't fumble the ball. Now, we talked about this earlier in the week, is he's had fumbles in his last two games. These two teams have combined to force only 7 turnovers all year.
Ugh.
Think about how many games they've played combined. They've played 12 games combined.
Yeah.
And they have forced 7 total.
That's just over half turnovers.
Which is terrible.
For the games.
Yes, which is terrible. You factor in that the Cowboys missed 11 tackles on Sunday, bringing their total to 39 over the course of 6 games, which is tied for the 6th worst in the NFL. And they've given up 219 yards after missed tackles. If Krosky Merritt doesn't turn over the ball, he's averaging, I think, like 5.7 yards per carry. He's scoring. He's already got 4 touchdowns. That can be problematic. I will say that is my reason why the Cowboys lose this game.
Okay, can I ask you a question about
that?
Yes,
please.
All right, he doesn't turn over the ball, but he runs for 2 yards.
Yeah, I mean, I would think.
Would you consider that a turnover?
I would consider that a turnover equivalent.
Okay, all right.
And I think you would win that game, but what I'm worried about is what you said about you make them one-dimensional, and then
they chose the wrong one.
You one-dimensionally from the passing game. But, yeah, you know what? I make that deal. No turnovers from Krosky Merritt, and he gets 2 yards.
Okay, all
right. Deal. I accept.
I'll Cowboys lose because, sorry, Alec, I'm skipping in line here. Dan Quinn. I really.
Did you hear how sad he was?
Alec, go ahead.
No, no, no. This is your show. Your name is in the show.
All right, I'll let you go ahead. Is it Dan Quinn applies enough pressure, knows how to apply enough pressure to get the ball out of, that Dak cannot get the ball out of his hands quickly.
Okay.
One of Dak's, we've talked about it from game one, one of the reasons Dak is performing well right now is because he is decisive.
Yes.
He's making moves. He's moving fast. The best quarterbacks, they go one, two, three, out. You know, they're getting rid of the ball quickly. And Dan Quinn, if he goes in going, no, I know how to take advantage of this guy. And we're sending people at him. We're going to be able to send guys, disguise it so he can't. If he knows and gets to Dak and forces Dak to hold on to the ball, this team is not going to win.
Alec, I am really excited to hear what you have to say, especially since Corey skipped you in line. But I did see somebody say there is no Cowboys win because, I mean, look, even Vegas disagrees with you on that because they have now shifted the point spread to 1.5 in the Cowboys' favor. I know there are some spots where you can see it for one, but the Cowboys are now favored in this game.
Kevin, real quick, you have respect for Ted Wynn, correct?
Oh, yeah, very much so.
Ted Wynn quote tweeted John Machota's Trayvon Diggs tweet and said, "The Dallas defense is so bad, I'm not sure if this even matters."
Yeah, you know what? He might be.
That's a national perspective right there.
He might be right about it. Sometimes this year, I have wondered what would happen if instead of safeties, you just put up like two of those target things that you see at like the Pro Bowl skill competition.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the balls out in front of target.
No. Okay, well then that I definitely think we do better. But no, the just kind of the target things that they have at the Pro Bowl games, I've wondered. So, you know what? He might be right about that.
Mm-hmm.
Alec?
Cowboys lose because the defense is still in the business of giving people their career games. And
true.
I'll go even more specific. They're in the business of giving Luke McCaffrey his career game.
No.
You're calling your shot? Yeah. Well, I hope it doesn't happen, but if they end up losing and we say, somebody from the Commanders just had the best game of their life, I think it's going to be Luke McCaffrey. I think Jaden Daniels has enough trust in him. I've seen enough connection from them early on for that idea to even be warranted, but I do think McCaffrey is an underappreciated route runner. And I do think that his speed is going to be an issue if you're going to play some of the patterns that they've played this season. I mean, you've seen the wide open looks that some guys have gotten just because they run past all the zone coverages because there's no communication on the back end. So somebody gives up a responsibility and he's too quick for anybody to play catch up behind him. So I do think that if the Cowboys lose this game, somebody's going to have a career game, and I'm willing to bet it'll be Luke McCaffrey on the offensive end.
Well, I could see that. But like you said, I hope you're wrong, but I could definitely see that. I like this one. This one's very clever.
Make your play. Make your play on underdog, Alec. Do it.
I have looked at that over-under, and I'm telling you, much like the Panthers game.
No, I'm saying make the Luke McCaffrey play.
You need to look into that. They have plays for just about everything. The multi-touchdown Luke McCaffrey game, I don't know, but I'd be willing to bet you could get really good odds on that from the 817. Cowboys win because Dak throws for 5 touchdowns. Cowboys lose because Nico Harrison trades Dak to Washington before the game because defense wins championships.
I've told you that many times, Kevin. I've told you that many times.
Yeah.
Many times.
See, and I think this is what it comes down to for a lot of people from the 2-4. Cowboys win 34-14 because I'm not really sure. And everyone is going to think that the defense just got lucky as opposed to figuring it out. If they win this game 34-14, I am not going to show up on Monday and be like, the defense is back.
Why not?
I'm going to be like, how the hell did that happen?
Well, I don't know. You might hear different from me. I might believe after this weekend, Kevin.
Okay. Let me ask you this then. Will you eat the same Taco Bueno meal every Friday to ensure that that remains the case?
Oh, if I have to, yes.
Oh, please.
Oh, my God. Yes, dude. I love that Taco Bueno meal. It is. Here's what the layout is. 2 beef roll-ups and 2 chicken roll-ups. That's the way I rock.
I'm so jealous.
Last week I had a Frito burrito and a taco, a Bueno burger.
Mm.
So maybe that was the wrong meal.
Dang it.
We'll check it out this week.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah.
And you can get those four roll-ups as part of the $6 party box. But here's my quick question for you guys. And, Alec, I feel like you're an expert on this. Putting aside professional eaters, so just regular humans, how many grilled roll-ups do you think a regular human could eat during our show? So you get 4 hours.
Ooh.
What are we thinking, like 20?
That's where my mind went immediately. It was like 20, 18, 20, somewhere around there. I'm not a regular human. I think I could do 25 or 30.
See, this is the – I don't want to – see, Kevin, I'm not like – I don't want to suffer the wrath of food challenges. That's why I don't do them.
Well, that's –
but I think I could knock down about 40.
You know what?
I do have to talk, though. So,
all right. Well, you know what? Here's what I'm going to do then.
That's why I'm not, but I'm not doing this.
Alec, if you ever feel like it, I would like to sponsor that challenge for a future Taco Bueno appearance.
Oh,
we'll figure out a way to have you there, and I will sponsor your attempt to go for that many roll-ups because I think that would be amazing.
I'll do it.
Okay.
Sign me up.
We're going to figure this out.
So he needs a sponsor for his
meetings? No, I am his sponsor.
What kind of meetings? Like, is it a weekly meeting that you're sponsoring him
just
for?
That one day. Then we'll find out if he has a problem. Mm. And we'll go from there. Like they say, take it day by day.
Yep.
We're the KNC
First
Masterpiece.
You have, you have a problem.
Right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we move into the expressway where we've got some Forgiveness Friday for you. But also, it's time for the Combo Platter, Nostalgic Book Edition. Give us a sports opinion. And then, what was your favorite book as a kid? 877-881-1053. We'll do it next, live from Taco Bueno in Dallas on The Fan.
Third and 19 for the Jets at their 30. Fields in an empty gun. Snap is back. They run a stunt. They flush him out. They've got him again. The stunt worked. Who is that fly in the jet? James Houston with his second sack of the year.
Of course, it was James Houston. Who else would it be? We're live at Taco Bueno, 7940 Forest Lane in Dallas. And Alec, an interesting wrinkle to this eating challenge. Some people have suggested it become an open invitational, whether that is to Atolo, whether that is to Eric Chiafalo. I support either one of these, and I'm glad to sponsor this eating competition at a future Taco Bueno Friday football appearance. We will figure that out. In the meantime,
It is,
I would love for you to do that more. It is time for the Combo Platter from the mind of Corey Majors. It is the Nostalgic Book Edition. Give us a sports opinion. And then, what was your favorite book as a kid? 877-881-1053. Give us a sports opinion, and then your favorite book from when you were a kid. From the 817, Skip will get the Rangers back to the playoffs with a 90-plus win season next year. And then Where the Red Fern Grows and Lord of the Flies was their favorite books as a kid. From the 972, Combo Platter. Cowboys will lose because Dan Quinn has the defensive setup to destroy the Cowboys offensive line. And then Where the Wild Things Are or How to Eat Fried Worms.
Okay, yes.
Were their favorite books as a kid.
Have you ever read How to Eat Fried Worms before?
I don't. I think maybe.
So Adrian used to tell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Plus, that was her favorite book as a child. Or no, it was a book called Slugs. And she was like, this is my favorite book of all time. And we were like, that's not a real book. And she was like going through all the ways to eat slugs. And I was like, you imagine this. And then she found the book. So she proved us all wrong.
Okay.
And it was a ridiculous book.
And then what do you think from the 817? This sounds like something I would text in. Books are gross.
That is definitely Kevin. Kevin is definitely on the forefront of books are gross.
We were watching something last night, and I asked Jess if she thought there'd ever be a time where we stopped making books. And she sounded kind of defeated, and she goes, oh, I hope not.
Yeah.
But it sounded like she kind of accepted that maybe could happen.
Well, I'll tell you what, Kevin.
Tell me.
No. I won't let it happen, because you know I have about 6 or 7 already written. And so when we when we stop making them, I'll just start printing mine.
Next time you take a vacation, you need to
finish
your books.
Take my time to go ahead and get them published. Okay,
yeah.
I will also add this. I know they didn't add anything else, but Maniac McGee, for anybody that's ever read that book, yes, I absolutely agree with the 469. I love that book as a kid, but it's not my favorite, but I absolutely love that book.
Okay.
Can I go ahead and start this thing?
We already started with the fan text, but sure.
Okay, go ahead.
No, we already did it.
Go ahead.
Go for it.
See how it feels, Corey?
Yeah, now I understand, Alec. I'm sorry.
You're welcome.
I knew what I was going through. My sports opinion. Kevin, Jerry is right about DeMarvion Overshown.
Okay.
They are missing that type of player. Unfortunately, they don't have another player on the team able to do that either.
Yeah.
And whenever you are stacked with a team full of players like that, you lose one, you don't have to stress about when he comes back.
Right.
I told Jerry earlier, I dead serious in the middle of the game last night, I think it was halftime, I pulled up some DeMarvion Overshown highlights, and I said, Adrian, you have to watch these. And she did, and she was like, oh my gosh, this dude's crazy. He can fly.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, a lot of what he was doing, he was tackling at the hip, kind of like a, not a hip drop, but it was very much like a cowboy and chasing a calf, you know, at the rodeo.
Yeah.
And just watching his ability, the range he has to cover from the middle of the field all the way to a sideline, and then from another middle of the field to the other, he can cover so much ground. And also, when he recognizes a play in the backfield, he darts forward at it. And he has a pretty good ability to cover too. And Kevin, you know, I always had the question of whether or not his size was going to be a factor. You know, whenever we got him, you had thoughts on him, and I was like, dude, I'm concerned. He was a safety. Is he going to be able to physically play this linebacker spot?
Right.
What the middle spot? If those guys up front can defend and keep them off, keep the offensive lineman off his knees, DeMarvion Overshown absolutely will make that much of a difference for this team. I believe it.
This is a side question of that.
Because they don't have anybody else like him.
Okay, do you have any concerns that Jerry said 95? and not the player's name. And then 95 is Kenny Clark, and I feel like he was talking about Overshown, or am I?
No. He absolutely was talking about Kenny Clark.
Okay.
There are a lot of times where Jerry says numbers instead of, because I think that's when he's up in the box, he's just looking at numbers, and I don't think he thinks.
Because I know what he said about Ezeraku. He's like, I'm not going to mispronounce that.
Yeah.
I do get that part.
I think he does recognize that, and he says the number, but I don't think he thought that it was Overshown.
Okay.
But Kenny Clark, they wanted this tenacity, this attitude, the way that he plays, come in here and be like, guys, this is how we're going to play.
Okay.
Because they didn't have anybody in the locker room to be that. He basically told us, there's nobody else in that locker room.
Right.
We had to go find a guy to get this, and we had to trade a huge piece for him so that we could have a guy like that. And that's frustrating because, what was it? It was Michael Bennett. They go out and get Michael Bennett. He walks in, he's like, why am I the one having to charge this locker room up right now? I just
got
here.
Was it him
here.
Or was it Marty B?
It was Michael Bennett,
okay.
Because he was the defensive end. Marty B was the tight end. And he was like, why am I the one that's having to get this thing going? And there is a lack of that in that locker room. I understand Dak Prescott is the
sure.
real leader of this team, as
great.
Troy Aikman was. But Troy Aikman also had other guys, other lieutenants, other dudes in the room that could have that thing rocking. And then the book that I loved as a child, I'm going to go with Where the Sidewalk Ends by Shel Silverstein. That was that one. There was also Where the Wild Things Are. Then they screwed it up with that bad movie.
That movie was not
Which is, you know,
great.
Good director, bad movie. It's okay. It happens sometimes.
From the 469, the Stars are going to go 81-1.
There you
That's
go.
Right.
I love it.
And then Of Mice and Men was their favorite book from the 817. This one's intriguing. Anthony Davis will play 70-plus games this season, and the Mavericks will advance the NBA Finals, beating the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals. That is a TV executive dream series right there. And Goosebumps, those books were their favorite.
Did you read those, or did you watch the show?
See, I watched the show.
Uh-huh.
Because my unfortunate trend of watching over reading has existed for a really long time.
Yeah, that was a fun show, though.
Yeah, it was. And then Are You Afraid of the Dark? Sorry, that's not what we're doing. That's
yes.
not what we're doing.
I am afraid
right
of the
now.
Dark because of that.
From the 817, the Patriots are going to make it to the AFC Championship. And once again, Goosebumps is the vote. I've seen a lot of votes for Goosebumps and Where the Wild Things Are, which we've now both mentioned. All right, Alec. Can you give us a sports opinion? And then what was your favorite book or book series growing up?
Gentlemen, sports opinion. Somebody kind of hinted on this on the fan text earlier, but this was really cemented in my mind after you guys interviewed Skip Schumacher the other day. He has me sold already. That interview alone, and I can even pinpoint the exact question that Corey asked whenever he talked about the starting pitching, and you said something along the lines of, like, when you walk in the clubhouse and see those faces in there, like, do you think that you have the man advantage? And he instantly goes, oh, heck yeah, I want to start playing games now.
Yeah.
Like, and when he said, oh, heck yeah, I was like, yeah, I'm in. Like, I just like this guy's energy. I already know what he's capable of doing as a manager. Obviously, one manager of the year just a couple short years ago. And he took this job knowing what he was getting into. He sat around for a year when he could have been managing a playoff team right now, for all we know. But he took the consultant role, which that alone told me this guy is worth waiting for. And I think he's going to be everything that we imagined. And then some. It might not be year one that you start to see those things. They gave him a four-year deal, which is not normal for a lot of managers to get a four-year deal their first turnaround with an organization. They gave him that deal for a reason. They know that it's going to take a little bit of time, and you guys have touched on it a lot. This offseason could get very odd and very interesting for the Rangers, and he knows that. He's well aware of it, but he's really excited, and in turn, he's got me excited for this team and this season.
Kevin, I like that one.
We've been fortunate that we've had some managers that really have come through and ramped me up to start. Bochy, Bannister was one for sure. I had thoughts on Woodward, but Skip seems to have a different vibe about him, and I'm with Alec on that. Man, the way he was talking about launch angle isn't the most important thing.
Yeah.
You know, the way he was talking about sometimes you got to win a game with small ball, sometimes you can win it with home runs. We just got to figure out each day which one that is. But his philosophy on pressure with runners on base, like, I just got absolutely pumped up for that. Alec is dead on.
What about the book, Alec?
So, Kevin, to steal one of your phrases, I knew how to party growing up. I had a senior level reading level in like third grade.
Ooh.
Because I had some like medical stuff growing up, so I didn't get to go to recess when it was hot outside and stuff. So what did I do? I sat in the library and read. And I read a lot of books that were way above my level, so I didn't really appreciate the childhood stuff. I was in third grade during lunch reading like the Harry Potter series and reading some of like the Star Wars lore novels and stuff that was way above my age, but I really enjoyed that stuff. So sci-fi was always my thing. It still is if I do take the time to sit down and read. So I would probably say the Harry Potter series is the most nostalgic to me, even if I just go to Barnes & Noble and see it sitting on the shelf. It just takes me back to when I was really into books and I was knocking out multiple books per week. Probably say the Harry Potter series. It's one of the most well-written series ever, and it still holds up to this day for me.
Did you ever think you could become a wizard?
I really did, and that was where my reality totally blurred. Even though I had the reading level that was super high and everything, I really thought that some of those things were possible. So I was like, you know what? One day I'm going to have a magic wand that shoots fireballs, because of course. And guess what? They make those now, but it's not magic. It's technology.
Oh, man, kind of killing some of the magic there.
Yeah.
From the 615, Miko will score 100-plus points this year, and their favorite book as a kid was The Hobbit. From the 214, Cowboys tank and get a first-round draft pick, a better first-round draft pick, I assume. And the Magic Treehouse series of books.
Kevin, the 817 says that Javonte Williams is going to get a fat contract. And that
hopefully
Hatchet,
not here.
Hatchet was their favorite book. I don't know if you ever had to read Hatchet in middle or high school. I read that book. It was awesome. Kid in airplane. Airplane crashes. Air pilot dies. He's alone in the woods with only a hatchet to survive. And he's able to shoot a rabbit with a bow and arrow. And he's able to make it out. He doesn't have to cut off his arm or anything like that. So that's okay. But they also ended up making a movie about it. And the middle kid from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids was in it. The blonde kid with the backwards hat. He was in it. And I had to watch that the other day with my son because they were reading the book. And he was like, I've read it. Now can we watch the movie? And so there you go.
Oh.
But also, Javonte Williams getting a fat contract. Do you think he's running his way to that with the Cowboys or another team?
I hope not. As long as it's not here, then more power to him. I hope he gets all of the money. From the 254, the Texas A&M Aggies will win the football national championship this year. Oh, my gosh, that would be freaking amazing. And the Indian in the Cupboard is their favorite book. My second grade teacher used to read it to me and read it to us all the time. She was the first teacher that I really liked. Man, that was...
Did you watch that movie?
I actually read that book.
Dude,
I don't know if I have seen that movie.
I loved the book fair for this reason. Every one of these books that people are dropping off out there right now, we saw at the book fair.
Yeah.
Along with the Lamborghini poster and the Cowboys
pencil. I was just thinking
pencil.
That. If I could get that and a Lamborghini poster, I felt like I was the richest person in the world.
Yes. I like it.
Do you know they still have Scholastic
posters?
Books? I mean, probably.
Yes, because my kids
have
book fairs all the time. They look different than mine did, though. I don't know. There's something different about them. These books are newer. They don't have the same old books.
Okay, from the 214.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Let's just address this real quick. Are y'all going to be hitting up any Taco Buenos in Garland or Richardson? We are not that far from Garland or Richardson, and we're right off the highway. Like, you can do it. Mm-hmm. You can be here right now, 7940.
I think Richardson's, like, fourth. Right there.
Yes, it is.
I think I could throw a rock to Richardson right now.
Hey, that's impressive.
I would never throw a rock at Richardson, though.
Sure.
You know, I got a Richardson story.
At Garland, Kevin, though, I don't think people would care.
Would you like me to share my Richardson
yes,
story right
I
now?
I would.
When we were looking for a home in the Richardson Plano area, one day Avery was about 7 years old, and he was very thirsty while we were going around looking at homes.
At seven?
At 7 years old, yeah, wow. He was thirsty. And no, for water, Kevin, not
oh,
like that.
My mistake.
And Adrian told them that they didn't have any water in the house because the water in the houses weren't on. And so he kept saying, I don't want to move to Richardson because they don't have water in that city. And then one day we were driving home from the office down 75, and they have the big Richardson water tower.
Oh,
and he
yeah.
goes, hey, what is that? And I said, that's a water tower. He sat there for a minute, and he goes, well, I stand corrected. Richardson does have water. And that's my Richardson water story.
That was a great Richardson story.
Thank you very much.
From the 972, Kevin, is your favorite book Guide to Fence Doors by Bob Vila? All right.
Bob Vila.
All right. All
I
right.
I like that.
From the 817, Luka will beat the Mavs in Game 7 of the Western Conference Finals on a buzzer-beater shot. Oh, that would be so painful. And their favorite book, Super Bowl Stats of the Past growing up. I know a lot of us would read those. It was always the thin, black-covered, like, mini-autobiographies of either athletes or the year in review for the Super Bowl champion or the history of it.
I don't remember these.
Oh, man. I remember
that. You must have had a fancy book fair.
I know it was in Garland,
oh,
so
yeah.
Impossible.
Yeah, like
but, yeah, they would have, like, the team histories, and that was at a time when I was learning sports, and I was always flipped to the back to see, like, oh, did this team win the Super Bowl? And
did
if
they?
So, like, I mean, sometimes yes, sometimes no. My sports opinion, FC Dallas is going to defeat Vancouver this weekend to make the playoffs because
they have to win.
Yes, they probably
they have
do.
To win.
They really, really do. And this is where I was concerned, Corey. I have been dead inside for a long time,
this
so
true.
I couldn't think of a book.
You can't think of a book
from when I was a kid that, like, I really loved. Is that a
Did
problem?
Did you block out a lot of your childhood?
I don't think so.
You ever have those conversations with Talking Doctor? Where
yeah.
Like, as a kid.
Yeah.
I didn't
I think
read
I was
much.
Okay as a kid. Maybe I wasn't.
You think you were too busy playing with your cash register to
actually,
read a book?
Yes, and that is where I developed the theory that has not caught on, that we have a fundamental flaw in the way we do our money. It's Think true. About it. We need to get rid of the $20 bill and have the $25 bill. All right, hear me out. So if you look at the cash register, you have the penny and the $1 bill. Okay. You have the nickel and the $5 bill. Yeah, that's right. You have the $10 bill and the dime. Mm-hmm. Oh, still rocking and rolling. We're going to skip one spot. You have the 50-cent piece and the $50 bill. You have the dollar coin and the $100 bill. But somehow we made a decision to have the $20 bill and the quarter.
Mm-hmm.
What happened there? Now, you can't get rid of the quarter because, well, maybe you can. We're moving away from being a cashless society. But that was the most popular coin, so you couldn't do that. You need to get rid of the 20, make it the $25 bill. I don't know why we dropped the ball on this so many years ago.
Doesn't make any
but
sense.
It is a fundamental flaw in the way we do our money.
And just think about that. You could have four $25 bills instead of having an extra $20.
Exactly. So we're getting rid of paper, saving the environment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some would argue that eliminating an entire denomination of bill and starting a whole new one will actually be a lot more paper. But anyways, we're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I hope you feel smarter by having heard that.
Or.
Yeah. Or the alternative.
You just feel. We just
right
feel.
Now, it's time for some Forgiveness Friday, 877-881-1053, Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line. Do you need to ask for somebody's forgiveness? Do they need to ask for your forgiveness? Let us know, 877-881-1053.
Kevin, I believe my wife asked for forgiveness this morning.
Oh.
As I was leaving for work this morning, my wife looked at me and just smiled real big. And I was like, what's going on? She was like, you're just so handsome. Your beard looks amazing.
Oh.
Mm.
Guess what? It worked. Remember I told you I challenged her?
The story about the lady at the haircut place?
My beard. I challenged my wife, and she's like, you know what? I better compliment this man.
Okay.
I better compliment him, or he's going to go back to get that haircut. I'm going to get another haircut for sure.
Right.
Open your eyes, women.
That's true, Mike. Thank
so
you.
She has realized the error of her ways
yes.
in not complimenting you appropriately.
Yes, and now she is complimenting me more, and it helps. It sends me off into the day with a confidence, Kevin, and I
okay.
like it.
All right. From the 214, Kevin was too busy shoplifting to read books.
This is true.
That is.
He was coming up with plans.
That is hurtful, but I see your point. Now,
when did you say you developed the plan to rob a bank?
I was about 8.
Okay.
And my mom said she was worried then. And then when I got arrested, she was clearly right to be worried. So, you know.
Yeah, pretty good.
Now, this one could be divisive.
All right.
Does Kirk Herbstreit need to ask for forgiveness for running around and playing with his dog in the hallway of a hotel?
Tell me more.
All right. So, you know, whenever they run out of content, they've gone to Kirk Herbstreit talking about his dog, and you're kind of like, I've had enough.
Ben was the one that passed away.
Yeah, and like...
Now he's got three other dogs.
I get that. I just don't need a segment about it every single week.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so...
People love his dog.
That's great. Some people have started to call him out because they showed him and his dog running up and down the hallway where the rooms are in a hotel, and then all kinds of people are like, you're the worst, and you do not understand hotel etiquette. I don't know if you're trying to sleep or cheat on your spouse or whatever.
What are you talking? Oh, okay.
People probably do that at a hotel.
I would never.
And I'm not saying you, other people.
Other people never would.
And
either.
You have this jack wagon running up and down with his dog, and you're like, hey, Kirk Herbstreit, be quiet.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
I'm going to defend Kirk on this.
Are you going to say more?
No, I was just going to defend him.
That's a terrible defense.
I can come up with a – here we go, though. What if there's nobody on that floor? You know, what if it's just he knows that it's all ESPN folk or whatever?
Well, there's people on that floor. I guarantee you there's somebody who works for ESPN who also doesn't like his dog.
What is he supposed to do, Kevin? Take him outside?
Yes.
In the streets.
Or don't take him to the hotel.
That dog is going to be so sad if he has to stay at home with Kirk hanging out up there. Somebody's pointing outside right now. I'm not sure exactly what's going on. Is there something happening out there?
I don't know. I see a 105.3 The Fan sign, but I don't know what else is happening.
I don't know.
Okay. Everyone keeps pointing. I don't know what you're pointing at.
Oh, okay. There's a lady losing her pants out there.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
That's unfortunate.
Well, come on, guys. What does it have to do with anything? I thought there was like somebody. I thought Kirk Herbstreet and his dog were right outside for just a second.
Thing. I was like, oh, my God.
I really did. And I was like, somebody go get him. Like, let's bring him on the show. I thought that's what y'all were pointing at. All right. Look.
So, but yeah, you know what?
Better people come out to Taco Bueno right now.
You got a good point, though.
I'm just kidding, y'all.
He was really affecting some people's sleep in the middle of the day or night. I don't know when this was happening.
Okay.
But don't do that, dude.
Alec, do you have fiery thoughts either way, or should I move to the next one?
I'm with y'all. I don't like this idea that just because the dog is famous and just because you're famous, you can do whatever you want. Ooh, there's probably people there, too. And like Kevin said, just because they might be his coworkers doesn't mean they like it, too. Like,
yes.
I'm over it, too. I'm with Kevin where I don't need to see a segment about the dog every college game day anymore. So I was already kind of annoyed, and it's like, okay, now we're acting like these two are royalty. No, they're both entertaining. I get it, but stop.
From the 972, no forgiveness Friday for Trayvon Diggs. Ouch. From the 940, the Stars need to ask for forgiveness for not going 82-0. And then another person said, I need to ask for forgiveness for causing the Stars to not go 82-0.
Yeah.
And yet another person.
I'm not going to blame you. I'm not going to blame you for them not going, because that's on them.
Don't turn the puck over so much.
I'm going to blame you for not believing they could. And not sending those kind of vibes their way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then multiple people are blaming me for raising the price of a table dance, we'll say, from $20 to $25. Because if you're getting rid of the 20.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point, dude.
A good point.
I never even thought of that. That is a good point, because you don't have a $20 bill. Or you could just say, I'm using two tens.
Okay.
You know, it could still be $20.
From the 817, forgive me, I've used up my PTO for my honeymoon, so the whole office is getting sick from me coughing up a storm this week. Hey, it could be worse. I know this chump that just got married a week ago, and he's not even on his honeymoon right
now. Yeah, what's that dude doing? Is he working?
Like, what's up with that?
He literally got married on like Friday, and now he's not even on his honeymoon anymore. So I don't even know what he's doing.
Okay, let's go from that back to sports as we continue to entertain and yet also perplex people in the Taco Bueno. Does the ESPN app need to ask for forgiveness? Probably the programmers, not the entity known as the app. There is an idea going around that what the app is doing is they're saying, I'm getting my entire commercial break in, and is forcing people to fall behind on live games, because instead of split screening like the last 7 seconds of the commercial, they come back after that 7 seconds acting like it's live, when in reality you're now 7 seconds behind. You might be like, well, that's not the end of the world. But if you do that every single commercial break and you're not checking, all of a sudden, if you're like,
you could be up to 49 seconds behind.
Yeah. Yes, you could.
A lot of seconds.
If you're on social media or something, you could see a key play before you're like, hey, what the hell?
Yeah, 7 times 7 is 49. That's how I got that. Because I'm presuming there's about 7 of those instances.
That is true.
And here you are, not knowing. Yeah, I hate whenever I go to something and now like my somebody's texting me and something just happened. I'm like, why am I so far behind and they're so far ahead right now? That doesn't make any sense. That's crazy, dude.
And then, Corey, I feel like you fall in this category from the 903. I don't forgive the ref who gave FC Dallas a red card last week.
I don't either. It was ridiculous. I rewatched it 1,000 times, and I never saw what he saw. And I know for a fact that the person who got that red card, their family members were frustrated. They were pretty upset about what happened there. So that wasn't cool, man. That wasn't cool. And especially when FC Dallas, they needed that win for sure. Like they really could have used that win. It would have solidified their place in the playoffs. That would have been awesome. But the fact that they had to play man down pretty much the entire game screwed them out of an opportunity to get a win.
All right. Now does Cam Ward need to ask for forgiveness. Look, we may or may not have made a direct comment at somebody in the Taco Bueno, and then they pulled their chair up like right in front of the table. Does Cam Ward need to ask for forgiveness, or is it NFL teams? Check this out.
He keeps it a buck.
Yes, he does. So Cam Ward is the latest quarterback to lose his head coach less than a year after being the number one pick. Consider this. Jared Goff,
yep.
Baker Mayfield, Trevor Lawrence, Bryce Young, Caleb Williams, Cam Ward have all had their head coach get let go within the first year. That's six of the last 10 years.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man. No, it is wild. Can you imagine being a number one overall pick? And then you're like, all right, here we go. I get to help this franchise. This is my coach. I get to rock with them. Whoops. I do wonder if there is a little bit of headbutting that goes along there. A lot of times we discuss the concept of you are a coach that is new to the team, and now you are picking a quarterback, and you're marrying those two things, right? Those two things are going to stay together for a while. Well, what's happening right now, Kevin, is a guy goes to a team, Eberflus, let's start with him, goes to a team, takes that team over, loses a couple times, gets the number one overall pick. They're already on their way out. The number one overall pick doesn't do well, and so the owner says, well, we're with this guy. Sorry, coach, we were already thinking about letting you go, and that's the way that it goes.
Now, I've seen multiple people mention
except
this now.
Except for Trevor Lawrence's instance where it was just a bad situation.
Yes, as Mike dubbed Urban Meyer Fingers Magoo. And also, I've seen multiple people message this in now. Was somebody in my camera view behind me without pants on?
Oh, that might have been what they were talking about. There was a lady losing her pants out there.
Huh.
And that's what they were meaning was she was on their camera.
Okay. And I really thought Kirk Herbstreit was maybe here. He's like, I'm visiting TCU or SMU before.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is not the case.
Thanks, and Kirk.
As long as we're talking about the Jags, do they need to ask for forgiveness, perhaps to Travis Hunter, perhaps to fantasy football owners? He is averaging 33 yards per game receiving.
Really?
And he's the number two overall pick. I know he can do both, but he's supposed to be an awesome wide receiver.
Well, isn't Liam Cohen talking this week about expanding that role even more? I haven't really kept track of the.
We'll see.
Yeah, I haven't kept track of the snap count for him, but I know they wanted to kind of progressively grow him into that. He's had a couple of catches that you're like, wow, I get it now. He has a couple of moments out there, and defensively he's pretty good too. But yeah, maybe I don't know that it's him. Maybe it is a little more of the growth that Liam Cohen is trusting that he can do that job.
Alec, is there anyone either A, you've run afoul of, or B, needs to ask you for forgiveness?
Maybe just Corey for the pre-show height jokes and, you know, stepping on my turn in the segment earlier, you know, stuff.
What's
like
up
that.
With that, Corey?
Yeah, there's a vendetta here.
There's no vendetta.
Or do you just know what's about to happen at 1:30 and you're trying to get even?
That's Mickey's going to win. That's what's going to happen.
Oh, and is he?
Also, we need to ask for forgiveness from Cody. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors and special guest Kyle Yeomans. Next right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
they
it.
Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.